Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, Gloucester. We're here at the St. Peter's Club. I get TJ Shimataro with us, spelled incorrectly, of course, with an E. Chad Johnson with us. And we're, what are your roles here at the St. Peter's Club?
I'm the secretary. On the board of directors,
and I'm a director.
And you're a director,
correct?
Young blood coming into the club.
Trying, man.
And
keep the club alive.
But yeah, we're here to announce the St. Peter's Meatball Challenge, and it's going to be very exciting. We already have some entries that are fired up,
ready to go.
Some top level competitors. We're going to explain exactly how you can enter or how you can participate. It's going to be a blast. Next Thursday night, get here at 6 o'clock. But before we get into all that, why don't you talk about what are some of the benefits of being a member here at the St. Peter's Club?
Well, number one, we do a lot for the community. That's our first and foremost goal. We do a lot for some of the older people and the older members, the older Italian community and fishing community. During the day, it's a place for them to come out. They have the senior center in Gloucester, but these guys like to come where they or come in their whole lives. So a lot of the money we raise is for them to continue on to have this place. We raise a ton of money for scholarships. We give anywhere between 5 to 10 scholarships a year to members, kids every year. And obviously we support St. Peter's Fiesta. We are different from the St. Peter's Fiesta. That's its own committee. The St. Peter's Club and Fiesta are two different entities. A lot of people confuse that, but we do support them. And we're here for the fishermen.
I tell you, we come here, we've made a thing of coming here Friday afternoons in the wintertime and stuff like that. Great group of guys here.
Great group of guys.
And there's some women too.
Yeah, we're working on the lighting now for the ladies. That's always a hot topic, cafeteria lighting in here, but we're working on that. Like, you know, like Chad said, this club's been around since 1928. Before that, it was the Fort Club. And then around 1928, turned into the St. Peter's Club. So it's been in a couple different locations, but this is where it settled out. Relatively short money to join every year, $75. Members also get the opportunity to rent this as a function hall. I believe it's $200.
Yeah.
To rent it as a function hall, you get the whole hall here plus a bartender, and then you know the bar is open during that time.
So, I think a lot of people have driven past this a million times in their lifetime, but have no idea what it's like in here. I'm going to give a little visual. It is very, very clean in here. There's a beautiful varnished bar.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to just, for a second, do this. There's a varnished bar. Tell me how I'm doing that.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Very, very clean. It's just a really nice space. They got card tables. They got a pool table over there.
Dartboard.
People play darts here?
They do. Yeah. We have two dart leagues that run out of here, actually.
That run out of here. They're not the club dart leagues, but they're other dart leagues that play here,
yeah.
Which is also beneficial to the club. It's a member-based club. You know, membership goes away. The club goes away.
Again, how much is a Coors Light here, most importantly? Do you know?
$3?
$3, I think.
$3 for the big ones.
$3 for the big ones. Yeah. Mixed drinks are like between $5 and $6. Yeah. So it's a lot of bang for your buck here. It's a good place to start or end the night.
We do a lot for the members, too. When you're a member here, we throw every summer we have a huge barbecue at Stage 4 Park.
Yeah.
It's free to all the members. The food out there is...
It's all
phenomenal. We obviously have some of the best cooks in the city that are members here. Most of them are on fishing boats fishing. And, you know, a lot of these guys are retired now. They look forward to that cookout.
A lot of time we come here Friday afternoons. There's like pizzas.
Every Friday we have pizza for the members. Every Good Friday we do a huge fish fry. have a big fish feast. We have a big Christmas party every year, big Super Bowl party every year.
Yeah.
That's a ton of food involved in all of this.
Card game in the spring that does pretty well. There's a bunch of events. You guys have a St. Peter's Club,
golf club.
I'm out on that, but these guys play. I got enough hobbies.
So I think we've spoken to all the benefits, a lot of the benefits, and they're quite a few.
And it's centrally located, downtown.
Right. So the triangle.
This is where it's happening these days,
That's right.
So,
But let's get to the meatball challenge.
All right.
Because we already have some entries. So we're gonna lay out the parameters. The parameters are it's gonna be next Thursday, 6 o'clock. You can show up. I think we're gonna start the tasting around 6:30. We have 10 slots. If you want to enter, you can contact goodmorninggloucester@yahoo.com. And we're talking about, so each contestant, and it doesn't have to be an individual. It could be a business. We already have some businesses that are entering. It could be an individual chef. It could be a group of people working together.
A team event.
And you'll count as one entry. And we're only going to have 10 entries. So the first 10 that enter, first 10 entries will get in, and you're going to make 100 meatballs. We're not talking about huge meatballs. We're talking about tasting size meatballs, moderately sized meatballs. And we're going to provide a tin, a chafing dish tin. We want the meatballs in sauce. And we're going to try to see if we can get one of the local bakeries to provide some bread, because I like to bagnati the bread, right? And for the first 100 people that come, you got to pay to participate. If you're not one of the chefs or entries, you pay out $10, and the money's going to go towards the scholarship fund here. And so you pay $10, you get to try a meatball from each one, so 10 meatballs, $10.
A dollar meatball, what a deal.
Tremendous.
What a deal.
Tremendous value.
Right, absolutely. Right?
The bar is going to be open.
Bar is going to be open here.
And it's open to
you. And you get to vote.
Yeah, you get. And so we're going to have raffle tickets, split raffle tickets. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a door prize. So when you split the tickets, you're going to get one ticket that you're going to put. We're going to have buckets in behind each
blind tasting
of the meatballs. We'll know. The judges, the people that are judging, won't know. And you put the ticket in there. But you put on the other side of the raffle ticket, you put your name. We're gonna have $100 door prize.
We're also gonna give away a couple of memberships. It's a good opportunity to get people in the door and get involved. Again, like Chad said, there's a lot of community involvement that comes out of this club. Clubs open to the general public during fiesta time as well.
And we will open it to the general public Thursday night.
Yeah, and Thursday night will obviously be open to the public. So
come on in, buy a membership.
Buy a membership or win a membership or check it out.
Well, the membership forms will be available
correct.
That night.
Absolutely, correct. Always available.
And it's going to be a great time. So if you enter, if you contact us and you enter, we will, Good Morning Gloucester, the crew, will be going around this week to get your entry video, and we're going to interview each contestant and talk about why you think your meatballs are the best meatballs. So there may be a lot of build up to this, like a heavyweight fight. And
it's already a front runner, Joe.
Well, I know you say this, but we want to keep this, it is blind tasting, so you can announce some of the people.
Yeah. We got committed so far. We got Anthony Saputo, the president of the club's mother, Zena.
Those are going to be tough to beat.
It's going to be a tough to beat. Zach Sayers next door.
Yep.
He's ponied up already. He's hard confirm. We're working on Tono.
Right.
We talked to Joey yesterday. He's going to talk to Anthony.
I totally called Anthony on the spot. Like,
Anthony, you got to commit now.
I got to think Anthony's got to commit to this, right?
And we have Peter
Zappa, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Another tough. I mean, it's going to be tough. The good news is your sister's not around.
Sister Felicia is not going to be around. So
somebody has a chance.
I think Zena would.
She was making the bread. No one would have a chance.
Yeah. All her bread.
Forget about it.
I'd like to, get Joe Virgilio involved in this. Maybe some Scalafani. Yeah. See what their Meatball Monday is all about. Let's get these people.
Of course, we got Chris McCarthy chiming in. I am making turkey meatballs. So we will embarrass anybody that shows up with vegan meatballs.
That's not it. That's, you can't even come with vegan meatballs.
Swedish meatballs.
No.
None of that.
Alarm at the door.
Yeah,
no. Gonna, we will embarrass you.
They'll be
we
on
will
meatballs here.
Humiliate you beyond recognition. These are Italian meatballs in the
Zulu.
In the Zulu.
Yeah.
You gotta have it.
Chris McCarthy's out.
Chris McCarthy's
out. He's not going to be one of the 10 entries.
He says maybe he's going to do the Beyond Meat
he's
meatballs.
A big Beyond Meatball. Makes sense.
Peter Tarantino says, now I'm hungry. Thursday, so 6 o'clock on Thursday, come down. The bar is going to be open.
Cash bar.
Cash bar.
Cash bar.
At, yep. At, you know, at member prices.
Yeah.
So you can't beat that.
No.
And if you have any questions, you can always email me or get a hold of one of the committee members. We're going to have, I promise you, it's going to be a great time. We will be live streaming that night from the event. Sure. We seem to have a good signal here. And thank you guys for allowing us to do this.
Yeah,
it's going
to
be a great time.
No, we're excited.
It's 2023.
About it.
There's Wi-Fi in here.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So, again, we're looking for, I think we have 6 open slots. Contact us right away. We'll come and film your promo video. And,
get hyped up.
If you have any questions, just email me, goodmorninggloucester@yahoo.com. TJ and Chad, thank you for your hospitality.
Yeah, no problem. Look forward to it.
Yeah,
a good time.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
All right. Great. There you go. With that, we will end the stream and see you guys. Oh, wait.
See you Thursday.
McCarthy wants to do an eggplant palm challenge next. All right. We'll save that for the next time. Have a good day, guys.